Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Okay, first of all, before I play, I haven't even heard the newest stuff, but let me bring you back to the stuff we were talking about yesterday in case you missed it. It was this reporter in Alaska on a TV station. Yes. Alaskan TV reporter. So what you're going to hear is just as bad as the title. But apparently she went on her Facebook and put this as a breaking news.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
I mean, you heard it. You can hear the craziness just in that.
You heard it here first.
You can hear the craziness. So she put that out because she was having an affair. They investigated the mayor of Anchorage. The FBI got involved.
Yes, they were following up to see if he was really putting a picture of his genitalia on underage girls' websites.
Yes. And was he?
No, he wasn't.
He was not. Okay.
But because of the investigation, they found out that he was having an affair with this TV reporter. But he wasn't the only one. Apparently, after she did that, she went up to her station manager and slapped him in the face. Why? Because she was having an affair with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just full of bad people in this whole thing. She seems to be the worst one in this whole situation.
Wow.
But, so that was yesterday. Now, apparently, more's coming out about this story. And now we have, what is this, Melissa, a voicemail that I'm going to play? I haven't even heard it yet.
Okay, yeah. So, no, I'm the only one that's heard this. This is a voicemail that she left on his machine.
On the mayor's machine.
Yes.
Okay.
On the mayor's machine.
See, this is why God messes with us. He makes the most delicious foods the unhealthiest, and he makes the craziest people the best when it comes to sex.
Let's just say I hope that everything got bleeped out that was supposed to, but if you think she's crazy, this might solidify that for you.
So this is a voicemail she left for the guy.
She left this voicemail for the mayor.
All right.
Or excuse me, yes, the mayor of Anchorage. Yes, yeah. She was having an affair with.
If our producer Mark didn't completely edit this, well then, pretend you didn't hear the swears.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Wait, what?
She's introing herself as if she's like a reporter for a guy she's messing with?
Yes.
That's how she talks it for real?
Apparently.
Oh my God, this is so good. Hold on.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Oh, I just learned through my Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do.
Oh,
I will personally kill you and Mara Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living. You have met your match, mother. You have met your mother match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist f***ing ass, you piece of loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you mother.
Wow.
It's not that bad.
Wow. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. She was a little upset. My God.
You know what's interesting? One of the things that's interesting to me is that she didn't leave anything in there for like authorities to question if it was really her. Right from the jump, she not only identified herself, but said where she works, what she does. Like, it's like, hello, come arrest me immediately.
If she goes to Starbucks, they're like, name, and she gives the whole title.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
You heard me?
My God! death threats.
So you want a chai latte, grande? Okay, name?
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
Stop it.
Okay, how about I just write Tammy?
Like, there's just so much wrong with that. There really is. Did she think she was going to get away with that?
How could he not have... he had to. Look, I don't know. Maybe it's a superpower I have, but once I've had just a little bit of exposure to somebody, it might not be... Sometimes it's the second I see them. It might be the second I see them. I could be looking across the room or hear them talk, and I'm like, yo, that person's crazy. Sometimes it takes a little bit more of getting to know a person, but I would never mess around intimately, sexually, with somebody who I knew that was that crazy. Because you know how it's going to end. You know it's not going to end like, hey, you know what? This just isn't working out, so I think I'm just going to go back to my wife.
Sounds like she's promoting something, though. Like, like she has to know that this is going to get out. So she puts, like, her whole TV thing in there. Like, you don't just call someone and say... and.
Like, so she wanted this to get put out?
Where, yeah.
Where she swore at him? And she made it clear that she's an anti-Semite?
She doesn't care. She obviously does not care.
When are we going to hire her in Boston?
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
Wow.
I just learned through my Emmy Award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile.
Yeah. Like, why?
And, like, little girls
she's gonna win
and
an
children.
Emmy.
Yeah. And there's a website. I'm so exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in.
Look out, Maria Stefanos. She's coming for you.
Do what you need to do.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.